This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. Last week, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz extended the stay-at-home order that was put in place in late March to be extended to May 3rd.
You're still able to, of course, if you need to go to the doctor, safety things you need to do, of course you need to do that. Outdoor activities, be smart about this. Don't congregate together, but if you can get out and social distance and walk, that's good things. If you're running, please do so and stay away from one another, but those are things you can continue to do. You need to get out to the grocery stores. You need to get gasoline. Those things will still be permitted. We're not keeping you in your house. We're asking you, because it's going to take cooperation and collaboration. Stay home. Stay home and do these things. Essential and interstate travel, when those situations come up, care of others, displacement, relocation. This is by all means not an exhaustive list, but it starts to give you some ideas. This does not mean you don't step out of your house. This does not mean that you can't do some of the things that keep life functioning on. But it does mean that we're getting more restrictive to get us to that 80%, which bends that curve to the right.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. As of April 8th, Minnesota had 1,154 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 271 hospitalizations and 39 fatalities. Also, as of April 7th, the United States had over 374,000 confirmed cases, with over 12,000 recorded fatalities. You can see the entire Emergency Executive Order 20-33 at the State of Minnesota website. A reminder from Wellia Health: if you are experiencing fever, cough, shortness of breath, call your clinic. For everyone's safety, do not enter the clinic without calling first. Beginning Monday, April 13th, Wellia Health Hinckley will be temporarily closed until further notice. Remember, all patients will be screened for fever and respiratory symptoms. Visitors will be strictly limited and screened for symptoms. In response to inquiries on the school building referendum, the school board, at this time, is still committed to the May 12th special election vote. You can keep up to date on Mustangs United referendum website at moraschools.org. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene, wash your hands often and thoroughly, cover your cough and sneezes, toss the tissue and wash your hands again, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick, social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others, postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.